Jace, J-A-C-E, Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R, Long, L-O-N-G. This fellow was born 2/24/05, and he was seen on 10/8. Jace comes in today with symptoms of cough, congestion, chest pain, symptoms of bronchitis, sinus infection, difficulty breathing from time to time, having to use his inhaler, period. Patient says that he was in Galveston, Texas, with him and two other friends. They both ended up sick with cough, congestion, bronchitis, had to go to the emergency room. He thinks the hotel that they were staying at, Quality Inn, actually had a problem with their ventilation, and that may have caused the problems. His current medications include albuterol and both inhaler and neb treatments. COVID immunization, none. Review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive history of asthma. Low grade temperature yesterday, no nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, positive sputum production, positive facial pain. He does not want to be tested for COVID, flu, or any other viral infection or strep at this time. Medical problems, asthma, surgery, none. Social, he vapes, he doesn't drink alcohol, he quit smoking pot. Let's see, family history, non-contributory, he weighs 127 pounds, always struggled with his weight, he wants to gain weight, would not been able to, 100% oxygen, 98.4, 2081, 145 over 63, heart positive, swollen positive, still lungs, few bronchi, TMs are red, pushed inflammatory, is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no clotting edema or cyanosis. Number one, as far as the bronchitis is concerned, I did a chest x-ray, no sign of pneumonia noted. Number two, treat the bronchitis with albuterol, Rocephin, a gram, Decadron, 8 milligram, and then a Z-Pak, a Medrol dose pack, and Zopanex, because sometimes it gets palpitations with albuterol. Next number, we looked at his organs, especially with his nausea, looked at his abdomen, liver, kidney, with the ultrasound, all within normal limits. Next number, his aorta was within normal limits. Next number, his carotid ultrasound, which was done because the vertigo was within normal limits. His echocardiogram, which was done for palpitation, was completely within normal limits. Next number, lower extremity and upper extremity pain, multifactorial, but no evidence of DVT or PE noted. Next number is lots of lymphadenopathy in his neck, but the thyroid was within normal limits, period. Any paragraph, patients to come back in 3 days if not any better. Chest x-ray discussed with patient before leaving. Thank you.